Welcome to day 27 of the Jesus Reveal podcast. I'm your host, Zinhle Mncube. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. If this has been a blessing for you over the past 26 days, I encourage you then to like and subscribe if you haven't. On YouTube, it's Salom Word of Truth Brakpan, and on the various podcast channels, we're on Spotify and we're on Apple Podcasts, and you can look for us. It is called Jesus Revealed. So today I am joined by Minister Simpiwe Madoyisi. Minister Simpiwe, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Great. And today the theme that we're looking at is Jesus's chosen servant. And we'll be looking specifically at Matthew chapter 12 from verse 15 to 21. And I think with everyone that has been in the podcast series, there's always a bit of background and context. So and I can imagine then with this one, there's a bit of it as well. So if you don't mind, Minister Simpiwe, just maybe relaying and walking that through with us.
Okay, so for me, when I went through the background in terms of Matthew 12 from verse 1 to 13. Just to summarize the whole scripture, for me, the message there that I got is that the law, when Jesus came and he allowed his disciples, you know, to pick up the grain and eat as they were passing through, and the Pharisees seeing that and actually commenting that what they're doing is unlawful. And how the Lord Jesus responded, you know, it was normal for him, you know. There was nothing wrong with, you know, sacrificing someone's need because of the day, because of the law. He highlighted that you cannot allow a person to suffer. You know, because of a law.
Sure.
You cannot allow the person to drown, or to die, to you know, not be healed. For example, the man with the shriveled hand. He was in pain. You know, he was sort of looking for help. You know, when you are going through something, that something is not mindful of the day, you going through it every day, you know, and the person feeling that, the person going through that, they're also not mindful of what is happening around. They need help. And Jesus comes in with that note or awareness for the law administrators that it's okay to allow people, you know, to be healed. So in a way, he administered the law through grace, through mercy, through love.
Instead of
allowing the law to be suppressive, to be oppressive, and just to keep people in bondage.
Thank you for that, Minister. So I think when you... This is actually a very common theme that we've actually seen in the previous series where... The Pharisees are caught, found wanting in misapplying or applying the law in a very abusive, restrictive, and hypocritical manner as well. And as you've just beautifully put it, where Jesus not only just looks at the letter, but looks at the heart of the law by applying it, as you've said, with grace as well. And that's really, really good. Now, I just want to go then to the next and the heart of that matter, where he looks at and he heals but while also saying that they must not reveal, and it's him fulfilling scripture as well. So there's an element of looking at the position of the Father in all that context, because the quoting or the prophecy from the book of Isaiah, it says, look at my servant whom I have chosen, he is my beloved. And that obviously is God the Father speaking about Jesus. So if you can maybe just walk that a bit with us, and just the position or the posture of the Father in that reference.
Okay, that's actually a beautiful question. So that will highlight the position of the Father. As he comes in, he is the one who made the choice. He's the one who did the choosing of the servant. So his position is, he's highlighting his position now as the Father, that I have chosen my servant. Yeah. And in choosing him, I have put upon him my spirit.
Yeah.
And I love what Isaiah 11:2, he then, you know, double clicks on what the placing of the spirit means. You know, the first thing that he highlights is the spirit as it's laid upon my servant. The spirit gives wisdom and understanding.
Yeah.
So it's in a way it's an equipment. It's equipping the servant to go out and do what is required of him. So the wisdom and understanding is there. The spirit of counsel and might, meaning he will make just judgments.
Yeah.
He will make judgments that are aligned to the Father's heart. As he has been given the power, he will not abuse the power, you know. And then lastly, Prophet Isaiah, when he explains the spirit being laid upon a servant, is the knowledge, he will be given the knowledge of God and also the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
That, for me, highlights the, you know, in walking as children of God, as servants, the one weapon that we have to have is to know the Father.
Yeah.
It's to know the will of the Father. And is to have that reverential fear of him that keeps us anchored and that keeps us focused on his calling, on why we are here, why we were created. It also brings the one thing that is in God's heart, obedient heart.
Yeah.
The fear will you know, promote that obedience in a servant and keep it, and keep them in check, that whatever happens, you listen to God's will, you do the will of the Father, and you accomplish the will of the Father.
Yeah, that's really, really powerful, Minister Sampiro, because to watch your point, it almost sounds like then, not even sounds like it is, in that the Spirit of God is the enabler, in the same way that it enabled Christ, it enabled Christ on earth. It is the same agents that is being used for us in coming to obedience to the Father. That's really, really powerful. Now, I when it references again that passage of scripture in the book of Isaiah, it talks then about the servant. So in the first part, and as we've looked at it, it looks at the Father's posture and position in empowering the servant with his spirit and what that spirit is about, in a sense. Now we are looking at the servant. Is that now that he has been empowered with the Spirit of God, this is then his posture or position in the things that he will do. Yeah. So let's maybe talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I will reference verse 19 of chapter 12, where it says, "He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets."
Yeah.
So what that for me highlighted is that basically the Father is the source.
Yeah.
And when I looked at scriptures, never have I seen, you know, Jesus crying out that he was sick, he needs a doctor. Jesus crying out that he was hungry.
Sure.
You know, Jesus crying out, even through rejection that he received from his disciples, there is no account in the scriptures where it says, you know, he was crying, he felt lonely and all that.
Yeah.
Meaning it doesn't take away that he felt those things, but mm-hmm. he looked up to his father to be the provider, to be the source, to be the one maintaining and sustaining him. For us also as his children, it lays that foundation that as God's children, we should not be looking up to ourselves
mm-hmm.
or people
yeah.
for sustenance, for provision. Even though God uses people to help us, but the first contact should be the Father.
Amen.
We should take our challenges, our you know, situations to the altar first.
Yeah.
Then the Father is the one who orchestrates around your need. What is it exactly that you need, and He provides?
Yeah, and that's I just love how all things just align, because earlier in the episodes we had Pastor Bev talking around the importance and significance of prayer,
mm-hmm.
and it just ties in so well with what you're saying around there is a really important, and it's a point that needs to be driven to all believers around the sustenance and the need that we have
mm-hmm.
for God, and that is expressed through our constant fervent prayers.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And now when we look at then, if we look at it further down around him causing justice, or finally he will cause justice to be victorious
mm-hmm.
and his name will be the hope of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It really does then point us to ultimately God's plan for the world. And maybe let's also then just look into that a bit more, Minister Simpiwe, on the implications of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, when I looked at the scriptures, so I'm going to go a bit in chapter, verse 19, sorry, where it says, he will not quarrel or cry out. Nee?
Mm.
Okay, I touched on that, sorry, on chapter, verse 20.
Yes.
A bruised reed he will not break.
Yeah.
And a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
Mm.
Till he has brought justice through victory.
Yeah.
So what it means is that when God the Father sent his servant to come in and save us, we were already broken. We were already like that bruised reed.
Yeah.
We were all almost wiped out by our sins. So what then the father expected from the servant was, don't crush them, you know.
Mm.
In the state that they are, take your power and use it to help them stand up, to help them heal, to help them out of the situation that, because we were dying.
Yeah.
We were going straight to hell, you know.
Yeah.
So, and in that position of us being in sin, we were going through so much and there was no savior at that time. But when God saw our cry, when God had mercy on us, when he looked at what we were going through and sending his son, he knew the position already that we were in, that we were fragile in
indeed.
A way.
Indeed.
You know?
Yeah.
So when Jesus came, he came with that, you know, and we see it in scripture when he healed the people that he healed, the man with leprosy, the woman with the issue of blood. All those are the results of the sinful nature that we were born in. And when he looked at us and when he looked at helping us, he did not bring the law, you know, into the situation. He first looked at us through the eyes of mercy. He looked at us through the eyes of love, and also having the compassion and the heart of the Father that these are my children. You know, as much as they've went astray, the love of God does not change. It's unconditional, yeah. You know, and it's non-judgmental.
Yeah.
And I love how Jesus approached the whole thing. He will heal you, then command you not to sin again.
Yeah.
So he will bring the solution. Then after, reprimand you, stop doing this, going forward. For me, that is love. Hmm. And for me, unfortunately, as in a human nature, we first respond to the situation than the person.
Hmm.
And Jesus is giving us a different perspective, a different outlook acknowledge the person first,
sure.
Then deal with the sin, then deal with the problem.
Yeah.
Then the person is in a position to receive that I'm actually loved, I'm valuable. If he could acknowledge me first than the situation, then he is easily, you know, swerved around to change the behavior.
Yeah.
So that is when the law, that's why Jesus had so much commotion with the Pharisees, because the Pharisees looked at the situation and they gave the verdict and they punished the people
and all that. Yes.
So it worked against what the Pharisees were doing, and they couldn't understand Jesus. They couldn't accept him because of that.
Yeah.
But that brought that hope that the Father was talking about, that the nation will have hope in his name. Hope is embodied by love and mercy and justice.
Yeah. Amen. And I think just as we wrap it up, Minister Simpiwe, I'm just looking at I guess our topic is the chosen servant.
Yeah.
And it's with Jesus revealed, obviously, we're showing the revelation of Christ in the many facets over the life of his ministry and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just looking at this topic and looking at how just you've just laid it out. It's the chosen servant, and we see it as well in this passage of scripture, laying almost an example and a marker, as you said towards the end, of how even we in as we go out in the missions and in fields, and which is where you are quite specifically, in what is then the right approach in not just being an authoritative figure, but more often than not being a servant of the people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so, Mr. Simpiwe, thank you so much for your time and just really laying out and showing us Jesus as the chosen servant. And even to us then that are listening or watching, to everyone that's been listening or watching, looking at that as an example. So God bless you for that.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
So that is day 27 of our Jesus Revealed podcast. We encourage you to really just reflect on this, on Jesus being the example of being a chosen servant, and how we then can reveal Christ to everyone else by being the servant. God bless you as you listen. Amen.